this? It was hate at first sight. Staring down the barrel of a man with no real opinions, but with charm oozing from every pore. Just watch him glide across the floor. Does he turn left? Will he turn right? Checks himself in the mirror at least 1,000 times a day. It's where truth collides with fiction. He stands before me, the last remaining gin king of England. Fearless, ruthless, cheerless, clueless, but looking like $1 million. The emperor has got new clothes. Socially inept, some say rude, aloof, devoid of any real truth. He lives in a world of self-doubt, self-pity, self-loathing, self-harm. The voices inside his head are playing Chinese whispers as all around him play hide-and-seek. But don't ask him to put a smile on their face or to cheer up. Don't tell him it might never happen, because you know what? It probably already did. Maybe show him some understanding. Give him time. Let him breathe. Let him live. Yeah. The emperor has got new clothes. Wherever heaven is not. So here I stand, the well-informed optimist who refuses to turn on, tune in, and drop out. I refuse to lose control. I refuse to let it wash all over me. I refuse to succumb to what your vision of happy should look like, because it certainly doesn't look like you. And when the sign says stop, that's when I'll go, like a clean, mean, medicated fighting machine who's all dressed up and ready to disco. The emperor has got new clothes.